Ever stared at a blank email screen, fingers hovering over the keyboard, wondering how to craft the perfect message? You're not alone. In our digital-first professional world, written communication has become the primary gateway to opportunities. Yet most of us receive little formal training in this critical skill. Wait, how do I write this email? Addresses this universal pain point with remarkable precision. The book has become a staple in university career centers across America, with career counselors calling it the communication Bible for the digital age. What makes this guide so powerful is its practical approach, transforming the anxiety of professional writing into a strategic advantage through templates that feel authentic rather than formulaic. In our digital age, where first impressions often happen through screens rather than handshakes, your writing becomes your ambassador. Each email, report, or social media post serves as a micro-interview, showcasing your professional capabilities. Strong writing demonstrates critical thinking, the ability to organize thoughts, anticipate questions, and present solutions clearly. By mastering key principles of professional communication, you transform routine messages into career-advancing opportunities. The cornerstone of effective professional communication is clarity and brevity, not fancy language. One simple yet powerful question should guide all writing: do I need it? This ruthless editing tool transforms bloated messages into lean, impactful communication. Apply this question to eliminate unnecessary elements across document types. For resumes, delete outdated experiences and generic phrases. In cover letters, cut redundant information. For presentations, remove slides that don't support your core message. The 3-minute editing process works wonders. Use CTRL-F to find problematic words like very, just, really, that, quite, thing, and ing verbs. Converting ing verbs to their base form makes writing sharper. For longer documents, remove 50 to 60 words from every 300 to transform verbose writing into vibrant prose. While brevity creates impact, the remaining words must engage readers. First, quantify everything. Replace long commute with 90-minute commute, and track record of success with generated $2.1 million in profit and grew client base from 18 to 27. Numbers make abstract concepts concrete. Second, add detail by answering who, what, when, where, why, and how. After college, I taught English at a school in China becomes, for 1 year after graduation, I taught conversational English to 25 school-age boys at a rural school more than 1,000 miles from the nearest major city in China. Remember, never fall in love with a particular line. Our attachment to clever phrases often blinds us to their redundancy. Editing with pen in hand provides perspective that screen staring cannot. Every email can elevate your professional reputation through details others overlook. When making requests, lead with your purpose rather than burying it. Compare: I enjoyed your article on digital marketing trends. Your insights about video content were interesting. I've been working in content marketing for 3 years and would love to discuss freelance opportunities with your company. Versus, I've been working in content marketing for 3 years and would love to discuss freelance opportunities with your company. I reached out because I enjoyed your article. The second version demonstrates confidence and clarity. Format is as crucial as content. Use shorter paragraphs, 1 to 3 sentences, to create breathing room that makes your writing more approachable and increases readership. Your email signature should match your career stage. Students should include organization roles, job seekers need basic contact info, professionals should list job title and company. Keep signatures simple with only essential information. Add a wrinkle, a personal touch that differentiates your communication. In thank you notes, mention specific memories instead of generic gratitude. In business emails, include personal touches before addressing business matters. Place names throughout to make messages more personable and maintain reader attention. Always assume your email might be forwarded. when inquiring about opportunities through connections, include substantial details about your qualifications rather than vague questions, ensuring your email effectively sells your skills to potential decision makers. Successful networking hinges on genuine curiosity about others rather than self-promotion. Selflessness builds enduring business relationships. For networking meetings, craft emails that introduce yourself with context, state your request early, demonstrate research, and briefly highlight relevant experience. My name is Sarah Johnson, a marketing student at State University graduating this May. I'd like to meet for coffee to learn about your digital marketing experience. I was impressed by your team's campaign for Client X that increased social media engagement by 200%. Send a thank you email within 24 hours referencing specific advice received. This validates their expertise and encourages further assistance. When connecting with alumni, emphasize your shared university connection, ask for advice rather than jobs, and show genuine interest in their work. Handwritten thank you notes have become exceptionally valuable in our digital age. Send one within 48 hours of a meeting or interview, referencing specific conversation points to create a lasting impression. The six most powerful networking words are who, what, when, where, why, and how. These question starters demonstrate maturity and curiosity while keeping focus on the other person. Relationships develop from listening intently rather than redirecting conversation to yourself. In job searches, specificity distinguishes memorable candidates. Replace vague descriptions, recent grad who interned at an environmental firm, with precise details, sociology grad from Big State University who interned for 11 months at big nonprofit in Connecticut. Highlight achievements directly in application emails rather than just attaching documents. For companies without openings, demonstrate research by referencing specific projects and detailing relevant experience. Send thank you emails after interviews that mention specific conversation points. If rejected, respond graciously while expressing interest in future opportunities. For applicant tracking systems, incorporate hard skills and keywords from the job description instead of generic adjectives like successful. Use the job description as your guide. Avoid generic cover letters beginning with, "I'm interested in the position." Instead, open with a compelling personal story demonstrating relevant skills. Stories create emotional connections that bullet points cannot match. Instead of a generic cover letter opening like, "I am writing to apply for the program associate position," try, "Dark storm clouds gathered overhead as 200 guests arrived for our outdoor charity auction. As event coordinator, I had minutes to decide, hope the weather cleared or execute our backup plan." Storytelling is equally effective in reference letters and interviews. For interviews, prepare three memorable STAR method stories: situation, task, action, result, with quantifiable outcomes. Effective professional stories should be concise, relevant, and results-focused. They should demonstrate specific skills while revealing your character and work style, naturally showcasing multiple competencies while remaining authentic. By mastering brevity, specificity, storytelling, and genuine curiosity, you transform routine communications into career-advancing opportunities. A thoughtful follow-up email demonstrates initiative, while a concise project update showcases organizational skills. In today's competitive landscape, strong communication distinguishes top performers. Every message is an opportunity to prove your value.